You'll be potter. If you pick up this nut and carry it outside onto Rosh Hashanah, you're potter. Because when the nut was floating around in the water, that's not called a makamunach. It's not resting there. So Mela can't have a shame akira. You're not picking up. You're not making akira. Shrashi lav hainuman achosim. V'yim not l'misham lav akiri. If you pick up this nut from this well, from this ditch, you're potter. Boy, you rove a klepper of Hashanah, though. Egg goes bekli. Let's say you have a nut inside a cup, inside a kli, inside a dish. And the dish is floating on top of the water. Mahu. How do we look at this nut? And now you go down to the well and pick up the nut, pick up the egos, take it outside. How do we look at the egos? Me, Amrina, do we say, Vosser egos are leading. Look at the nut itself. Vuhunach, it itself is resting. The nut is in the plate, so it's resting in the plate, just like a plate will be on the table. And you have nuts inside it. It'll be called munach. Now that the plate is floating on the water, so what? The plate maybe is floating, but the egos itself is resting there. Merely you pick up the egos, you chayiv. I do my name, Vasa Kli at Linen. It looks like one thing. The nut and the Kli are together. So since the Kli is floating on the water, it's not a makam munach, who will then just picking up the egos also be potter? Vola nayach teikel. This rubber blades by teikel. But Shemen agav the yayin. What about if you have a jar of, or a bowl full of yayin, and on top of the yayin you put shemen. The shemen is floating on top of the yayin. And now, right, this bowl is the Rishus HaYochid. You go down to the bowl and pick up the top shemen and take it out to Rishus Rabin. Are you chayiv or not? So we consider the shemen floating on top of wine, is that yayin, is that considered like one body, and it's called munach, or is it considered like two separate bodies? The yayin is one body, and the shemen is another body. So the shemen is only floating on top of the yayin, it's not called makam hanochah. So the Gemara machlekes Rav Yechon and Menurah Rabbanim. The Tzolna machlekes Rav Yechon and Menurah and the Rabbanim. The Tznan, we learned. Shemen shetzaf agam b'yayin. You have oil that's floating on top of yayin. V'nogat full yayin b'shemen. A full yayin, automatic a person, touches the shemen. Halacha is a full yayin, whatever he touches becomes tummy. He can only make a rishon l'tumah. When the shemen now touches the yayin, it can't be matam of the yayin anymore. A rishon doesn't make a sheni. Is like pasul, because it's full yayin only is pasul something. Pasul means it itself becomes tummy, but it can't be matama something else. That's the koyach of a full yayin. But full yayin means somebody that was tummy and he went to the mikvah already. Just he has to wait till Erev Shemesh. So even though he went to the mikvah, if he touches truma, he passes it. It itself becomes tummy. But this sheme can't be matama the yayin. So it's machoikis. Nogat full yayin b'shemin. Loi pasul el shemin. Does not the Tanakama. Only the Shemin becomes possible. Because we look as if there are two bodies here. There's a body of Shemin. There's a body of Shemin, and there's a body of Yayin. So you touch the Shemin, only the Shemin is possible, not the Yayin. We have Yechon and Benuri Yayin there. Yechon Benuri says, Shnehem apostle, he says. He says both of them are potter. Why? Shnehem Chibur, Zel is there. Because you look as if the Shemin and the Yayin is like one body. If it's one body, so the tful yayin touched the shemen, it's as if it touched the yayin also. Therefore, the whole thing is possible. So the same machlokes will be filled for Shabbos. If we consider the shemen and the yayin like one body, so if you pick up the top shemen, you chayiv. Because if it's one body, this whole body is munach on the ground. But the Tanakhama, that we look at the shemen by a body by itself, and the yayin is a body by itself. So just like when the tful yayin touches the shemen, only the shemen is tomei and not the yayin. So I did for hanocha, for akiri, you'll be potter. By picking up the shemen, it's a body by itself. Is this shemen resting? No, it's floating on top of yayin, you'll be potter. Trash Yishneim Chibur, Devei Kechad. That the shemen on top of the wine comes like one body. V'nifsol. So it's full yayin, just touch the shemen, the whole thing becomes possum. Af hayayin, liyin Shabbos nami. The rabbonin hevelei kegoiz agabi mayim. But the rabbonin are two separate bodies. Well, the Rabbi Yechon hevelei kemayim agabi mayim is considered like one body, and meila you'll be chayin for Shabbos. Omer Rabbi, bo b'rishus harabim. You have a bor, a ditch, in the middle of rishus harabim, amuka, asoro, or rechova, shmoyim. It's mamash a gzunti rishus hayochid. It's 10 tefachim deep. And for Shus HaYochid, you only need 4 tefachim. Here it happens to be double size. It's mamish 8 by 8. It's 8 tefachim by 8 tefachim. And Yishmak and Shus HaYochid. Now, the Zorak L'Toychei Machzolis. You throw mats, or like mechitzis, into this bar, chayiv. As if the mat falls straight down on the floor. So, Pshit Yechayiv, you threw it from Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid, Avad Yechayiv on Shabbos. Strashi, the Zorak L'Toychei Machzolis, Mishum Sefer Nokat Leiden. This, there's no Chiddush in the Reisha. The Chiddush is in the Sefer. So boy, the main, like the Sun says, Dr. Mavaita, Chilko, the Machzolus Potter. But lo Yitzri, when you threw these mats into the boy, you didn't throw the mat to fall down onto the floor. No, you threw the mat like a mechit to stand straight up. The mat came falling down right smack in the middle of the burm. And it divides the burm too. Mamas like a mechitza, like a piece of canvas, a wall of a canvas, fell into the burm and divided in half. So now you have one side of the burm here and one side of the burm here. Now since the burm at Chilu was exactly 8 by 8, when you have something come in the middle, each side is less than 4 by 4 now. You don't have any more four tzvachim here, and you don't have four tzvachim here. Of the Zayt, there's no more Rosh Hashanah anymore. When this mat, this mechitza like, fell into the bor, it divided in half, so you have less than four tzvachim on this side, and less than four tzvachim on this side. So there's no more Rosh Hashanah. So are you chayiv in case, or are you put in such a case? And before the mat fell into here, it was Rosh Hashanah. When the mat comes down, it makes it no more Rosh Hashanah. How do we look at it? That was the Shaila. What did it say? Chilka v'machtelos of the brisa potter, your potter, even though it was the reshus ha'yochid, but when it came down b'vat taches, it was mavatul the mechitzes, your potter for Shabbos. So Drashi mishum sefer nokat lei, the boy lemeimah chilka v'machtelos potter. That's the chiddush. When you throw the mat down straight in the middle, then it becomes like a dividing point between the two parts. Each part is less than dal tzvachim, your potter. Lashminan da nochat chefetz. When this mat, this mechitza came down, the silik mechitza, the hadodi, even though it came b'vas achas, that you divided up this reshus yochid to make it no more mechitzas, still your potter. For ocho silik mechitza, here it's considered like you're taking away the mechitza of the reshus yochid. The zil hocho lekabo, look on this side of the mat, there's no more four tvachim. The zil hocho lekadal, and here there's no more four. The botzle uve mokim machzolus. The machzolus has some thickness to it. Let's say it's 2 inches thick. So this 2 inches takes away each side from the dal tzvachim, so you don't have Rosh Hashanah anymore. That's the chiddush. That's a by chiddush that you put in such a case. So it's Gemara. La abaya debshita le b'machzeles mevat lo mechitzo. Abaya says poshid yipotter when you throw this mechitz into the bor, since it's dividing the bor up. Is kol shchein chulya to mevat lo mechitzo. Avada Rabbi Yechon Shalom before would also be poshid your potter. Rabbi Yechon Shalom before we had was, we have a bor that's exactly yutvachim deep. It's called Meshus Yochim. Now you take up a shovel full of dirt from Meshus Rabbin, made that here from Shrabin, and you throw it into this bor. Now when the dirt lands on the floor, it makes the floor rise. There's no more yutvachim in the bor. The bor is not a Meshus Yochim anymore. So Yechim before is Mesupak, Yechayim in such a case or not. Do we look as if first the dirt lands in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid Yechayim, and then later it looks as if there's no more Rosh Hashanah Yochid? Or no, it comes about that as Yipotah. Yechim before is Mesupak in this. So tomorrow, if Abayi is Poshid, when you throw Machzelus Yipotah, Pshitu Pshitu, when you throw dirt, also Yipotah. We'll soon see why dirt is better. Because dirt you mavatlet there. Dirt you have not to leave there. So the dirt mamash becomes part of the floor, as if the floor is not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid anymore. Machzelus though, it's not only to stay that way. A mat you threw into the bur, it's going to fall down in a day or two. You take it away in a day or two. So a maduch abayi says this machzelus, that's not going to stay too long. When it comes down, we look as if it's divided up. There's no more reshus yochid in your potter. So avada, when you throw dirt into the bur, that you want that dirt to stay there, that's not going to be a reshus yochid anymore. Pshita your potter. That's what I say. According to abayi, pshita your potter. That's the mother of Rabbi Yechinim. But according to Rabbi Yechinen, the mi boy lay chulya. Rabbi Yechinen, before blind by suffolk by taker, what's the locha? When you throw this dirt into this bor that's yutzvachim deep, now the dirt makes the bor less than yutzvachim. There's mesupik if you potter now. So the more b'zoy machzelas pshitas lay mavatla mechitzasim. Or b'zoy Rabbi Yechinen hold pufa kerfen abaya. Elodah, when you throw these mats pshita, you'll be chayiv. Because since the mat, like we're saying, is not a zat that's going to stay there, you're going to take away this mat in a day or two. So it's zichr not mevatel mechitza. The Birchon only had a suffix when you throw dirt into the bor. Dirt you're going to leave there. So when the dirt comes down, it takes away from the mechitzas. Here he had a suffix. But over here, by machzolis, you're going to take it away. Pshita yichayim. So Drashi, k'zichol shchein chuya, the silik mechitza vadi have been batle. The Rabbi Yechon and machzol pshita leg lema batle. Why? Tinami armina silik mechitza v'nachas chedus gadodi poter hochi chayim. Lema batle. Here you're not going to leave the machzolis, the mats, in this bor. You didn't mean to leave it there to mamish to divide up the bor in half. Hilkach last silik mechitzi. Since it's oimit to take away these mats, you're not going to leave it there. It's not considered like you're mabatel the walls of the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So here, pshiti v'chai according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan only has a suffix when you throw dirt into the bor. Since you're going to leave the dirt there, let's look as if the dirt takes away the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, so you potter. Since first the dirt lands, it landed in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and afterwards like takes away the Shem Rosh Hashanah Yochid. V'yom Rabbi, Rabbi is saying another Kiddush. Bor Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You have a bor in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Amuka Asorah, it's a good Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's 10 tefachim deep, u'rechova arbo. And it's not much a good Rishus Yochid, but Malaya Mayim, it's not empty this bor, it's full of water. What's the law? The Zorak Letoichan, you throw something, an apple, from Rishus Rabin, and it goes into this bor, you should know Yechayiv. Even though Luchur, you don't have Nechitzis Avi Rishus Yochid, there's no Avi in this bor that goes down Yud, it's full of water. The Chiddush's water doesn't take away the Nechitzis of Rishus Yochid. Water doesn't move out of the Nechitzis. So Rashi, the Zorak Letoichan, Rishus Rabin, Midi Denayich, could go in even a mine. You throw something that lands inside either more water or a stone. It's chayiv. For lo yaminas the drashi kivin the molly who. Since this bor is filled to the top with water, let's say have a rishus yachid. The mavatlo mechitzas. Maybe the water makes as if there's no more mechitzas here. That you don't say. Shita yachayiv. Of a zotabaya malaya peris. Let's say you have this ditch in rishus rabin that should have been a rishus yachid, but now you filled it up to the top full of peris. It's full of apples there. The Zorach, the Teichai, now you throw something else into this bor on the top part of the bor, you should know you put it. You're not chayiv anymore. Because this bor doesn't have a Shem Rishus Yochid anymore. Since it's not usable right now, you have teres filled up to the top, we don't see the mechitzas there, it's not a Rishus Yochid. My timer, what's the chilek? Mayim loy mevatla mechitzosin. Water is not mevatla the mechitzas. Either because you can go through the water, or you can see the mechitzas, water doesn't have a chshivas to mevatla the mechitzas. We look as if it's a Rishus Yochid now. But Paris, you can't see through the Paris. You can't use it there. It's full to the top. So that's Mabata the Mechitzas. Trashi, Malaya Paris, Potter. The bottle Mechitzas, Kilo Malaya Offer. It's as if you filled up the ditch to the top with dirt. Pshit, if you had a ditch that was Dalat Tvachim wide and Yud Tvachim deep, and you filled it up with dirt, and now you throw something on top of the dirt, Pshit, you Potter. It's not called Mishus Yachar anymore. You have no more Mechitzas. They say the same for applies here also with Paris. When you filled it up with Paris, it's finished. But Tanya and Amiyoch are the same Raya, even though it's a little chilek, because offer of Adi you have das to leave there. But Paris is a chibish, because Paris, you don't have das to leave the apple there, little and void. You're only storing the apples there now. Avad in a few days, you'll take it away. So let's say, since it's Oymah to take away, we still see the mechitzas, that's the chibish, no. Since now the bor is filled to the top, you can't have any other use here, it's not called Rishus Yochid. You have a right for this also. Hazorik min hayam liyistriotim. You throw from the yam to Rishus Rabin, Istrio, that's a mokum where a lot of people are. So Drashi min hayam liyistriotim means mikamlus Rishus Rabin. Potter, Istrio, who starts here? That's a big marketplace, everybody comes together. But the ocean itself is not a Rishus Rabin, because people don't go over it, the Rabin doesn't go through it, it hasn't been karmelus. So if you throw from, you're swimming in the ocean, and you throw something into Rishus Rabim, you put him in the Raisa. Or minister of the Yam, you throw Fakir from Rishus Rabim into the Yam, also you put him in the Raisa. Reb Shimon Oymer, Im Yesh B'mokim Shezorak, Omek Asorah, V'rochav Arbachayim, if you're throwing from Rishus Rabim an apple into the Yam. Now the Mokim where you're throwing it, there's a ditch in the Yam. There's a Mokim Omok that's Yutfochim deep, and Rochav Arbor, it has a shame Rishus Yochid, then Yechayim. To see a Chiddush, even though it's filled up with water, water is not the Vat of the Mechitzis, even though it's the middle of the Yam. But if in the Yam there's a ditch there that's Yutvachim deep, Y Dalad, it's called Rishus Yochid. And if you throw an apple from Rishus Rabim into it, Yechayim. So you just see this much for that water is not the Vat of the Mechitzis. So Drash of Shimon Aynim Yesh, the Yam, the Mokim Shazara, Gumam Yechedis. Levada, there's mamish one hole in the yam. Amuka sorry, it's deep. Yutfachim, Ruchova Dal, it's wide Dal, Tfachim, Shusi Yachad Yatzmahi. So you have a Kishai Yam, it's not like the rest of the yam. Afagav, the yam nami omeku, even though the yam itself is very deep. Of that's not called Rishus Yochid. The Shal is, why isn't the yam called Rishus Yochid? Because some said, so it can't see the mechitzis. Even though the chur of the yam starts to go down. Let's say the whole yam is down yud. The whole yam should be Rishus Yochid. Some say since they're so far away, you can't see the mechitzes. It's not called mechitzes. or else it's maslakit, it comes down slanty, it's not called mechitzis. The yam itself doesn't have a shame mechitzis. Over here, from one place there's a ditch that's almost yud, that's called Rishus Yochid. Of a shaminim and Rav Shimon, the mayil and mevatel mechitzim. I'll call upon the Avraya from Rav Shimon that water in the ditch is not mevatel the mechitzis. It's so suited for Rishus Yochid. To the other svara of Avraya, we don't have a rayim. That's a Avraya svara. That the ditch is full of teres, even though it's aimed to take away the teres, it's mevatel the mechitzis. And if you throw something out from Rishus Rabim into this bor, your potter doesn't have a shem Rishus Yochid anymore. You're mevatel the mechitzis. Yeah, it's a karmelis. A yam is only called a karmelis. Yeah. Yeah. Midrash will be muti. The rabbanon it's also them. So the rabbanon it's also to carry daladamas and the karmelis. So you're throwing away daladamas, it's also with the rabbanon. And midrash it's muti. So the Mishnah. Hazoyrik arba amris pekoisi. Famous Mishnah we had all the time. If you're standing in Rishus Rabim and there's a wall in the middle of Rishus Rabim and you're standing away daladamas. And you throw a chayfet dal damas to the wall, is lamalum yasar tzvachim. If the chayfet lands on top of the wall, which not on top, but on the part of the wall that's more than you tzvachim off the ground, your potter is kazurik biaver. It's if you stamp through it in the avir lamalum yud, it's not called rishus rabim. Lamatim yasar, but let's say it landed, like we'll see in the Gemara, one on the yama, you threw a date and it got stuck on the wall. If it got stuck in the wall, which is less than yud tefachim from the ground, has considered was munach in the rishus rabim, and then yichayim. The matim asur tefachim kizurik boritz, and then yichayim. As our Mishnah poshid, azurik boritz, our amas is chayim. Yishnah, if you're standing in rishus rabim and you throw a chayfus and it lands 4 amas away from you, yichayim. There's such a tolda called zurika. And the Mishnah's treated that all the time. Yeah,
as Mishnah a long time already.
So the Gemara, akasha b'holay nach. If you throw something along the wall on a Rishus Rabim, usually when you throw something along the wall, it bounces back. So what do you mean it landed Gavoya Yud? Or less than Yud, Holanacha didn't rest there. His Avmin is you stand like through a ball against the wall. So it's saying, since it reached more than Yud Yipotter, if it reached the bottom of Matam Yud Yichayim, Holanach, the ball didn't let rest in the wall. It bounced back. And the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechon gives a teretz, the Mishnah is talking about you have a nice fat date. So you throw it against the wall, it gets stuck on the wall. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It could be. That's the next Mishnah. So yeah. But call upon him here, he didn't throw down Ramas though. It went to the wall, depends where it lands. Let's say you stand like here, that's what you throw. You throw it there and it comes lands back to you. You putter. You only chayiv if it landed dal damas away from you.
So even
the
for a second,
that's not called nach. No. Yes, that's the kasha. It didn't rest. And if the Gemara did rest, talking about you threw, Rabbi Yechon said you threw a devela shemein, a fat date, and it got squashed into the wall, and that's why it's called munach there. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Omer Rabbi Chiya, zorek lamala miyasora. If you threw something lamala miyasora, v'holcho v'nocho b'chur, and it landed in the hole of the wall. You know, you have a wall, a tall wall of Rishus Rabim, and you threw something into the wall, and it landed in a chur, in a hole in the wall. It's kolshu, even though the hole is very, very small, it's not so poshid yipotter. When does the Mishnah say if it goes the malam yud yipotter? That's if it lands on the face of the wall. On the face of the wall, it's considered like above the Rishus Rabim, and since it's more than yud tefachim off the Rishus Rabim, it's a makom p'tur yipotter. But here it landed in the hole in the wall itself. So we have to know what din does this hole have. Does this hole have a shame Rishus Yochid? You be chayiv. If it's not a Rishus Yochid, you potter. Now what does it tell you? Is Zot Techidish Bonim L'Machlokes Remeiv Rabonim. This comes into the Machlokes Remeiv Rabonim. The lacha is if you have a hole in the wall, if the hole itself would be Roch of Dalad, it would be wide Yud Tvachim, you'd be called Rishus Yochid. And since Lamais is Gevoya Yud, and it's wide 4x4, that's called Rishus Yochid. Here the shell is, what about if you have a small hole in the wall? The wall, the hole itself is less than the Roch of Dalad. But we're talking about a nice thick wall, that the wall itself, let's say, is thick, solid, 5x5 tefachim. It's a solid wall. Just the hole right now is a little hole, not a half of tefach. It's a machlekes now that we say chotikin. Chotikin means there's a small hole now. But since there's a nice thick piece of wood there, that you could hollow out this wood to make it into Rishus Yochid, one man the other says, we look as if it's hollowed out, and it gets a shame Rishus Yochid. So the Gemara, if you have benocha b'chur kolshu, it lands in a small hole on the wall. Is bona la machlekes remei of rabbonin. Told the machlekes remei of rabbonin. L'reb neya diya machlekekin lahashtim. A tremendous chiddush. If you have a nice thick piece of wall, a thick piece of wood, and it has a small hole, but since if you could hollow out this hole to make it into the size of dal by dal reshus yachid, it has a din reshus yachid now also. Mainly you machayiv. We look as if it's hollowed out, it has a shem reshus yachid, so you threw from reshus rabbin into reshus yachid yachayiv. The rabbonu do the yamri. Ain't chaykin lahashtim. We don't say that svarim. You have a small hole here now. This hole is less than, it's not wide, four tzvachim. It's only wide a half of an inch. Even though there's place to hollow it out, but cause the man you didn't hollow it out, we don't look like it was hollowed out. Ain't chaykin lahashtim. It's a metal land of chayiv. Since it landed on that small hole doesn't have a shem b'shus yochid, and since it's lamala meyud, it's called a makam tur, meli lipotim. Rashi Rameyev Rabbonin Yisugul Bechokikin Lahashtim Perakam of the Yuma or the Yervin Rameyev the Yom Bechokikin Lahashtim Bim Bechokimoy Yisei Chokikin Lahashtim. Rashi Sheyesh Kedei Lachuk. You have the beam, is a nice thick beam, there is mokum there to hollow it out. Hochachayiv, the royin achur kilu arba. It looks like the small hole becomes into a big hole of four tzvachim, and yechayiv. Martanya nam yoch, I've arrived for this also. Zorok lamalam yasor. You threw something lamalam yasor in Rishus Rabin. For holcho, v'nocho, v'chur kolshu. And it landed on top part of the wall in a little hole there. And the hole is only a kolshu. Rameya mechayiv, Rameya said yechayiv. Because we look as if that hole was chikkin, we howled it out to become a reshus ayochid and yechayiv. The chomim poichim, chomim said, no, you don't say this for a chikkin, and you put it. Om Rav Yudu Om Rav, Teil hamislakit asoro mitoch arba. A new type of halacha. In the middle of reshus rabim, you have a tail. A tail is like a mountain. You have a slope. You have like a little mountain you can walk up, and you might see you come up to be gevoya yud, and on top it is rochav dalet. But the way you get up is, it goes up slowly. It goes up so slowly that within four amis, you reach 10 tefachim high. Whereas with the length of four amis, going up with an angle, you reach yud tefachim. That's called tail, a slope, a mountain. Hamaslaka, that goes upwards, the maslaka slopes up. Asara, it gets up yud tefachim, mitoch arba. It took four amis to get up 10 tefachim. The zorak v'nachagabo chayim. And now you throw from Rishus Rabin and it lands on top of this tail, on top of this mountain, Yechayiv. That's called Rishus Yochid. So Rashi, tail on Maslakit, Shumadra and a slanty. For Hoyla, it goes up on Maslakit Matmar, it goes up very slowly. At Shemegiya Yud, Mitech Dal Damis. It reaches the height, this hill, of Yud Tfochim High with a length of Dal Damis. Hareyu Kilu Zaka Kuloi. We look as if it's called the Mechitza, as if it's straight up. Every Rishus Yochid, B'mokim Goifo, on the top of this slope, since there it's Rochav Dalet, and it's Gevoya Yud, we look as if it's Rishus Yochid. We'll see what the Chiddush is. The Imzorak Mishus Rabin V'nach HaGadot Chayim. So Rashi now, V'davkin Nokad Mitech Dalet Amis, that had reached it within Dalet Amis. Di Mitech Hei, but let's say the slope was a little bit slower. It mamish went up very, very slowly, that in order to get high Yud, you had to go five Amis. So Rashi then Hareyu Kishar Meshus Rabin the Nichat Hashmish Del Hiluch. That would get a Shem Meshus Yochid then. That's mamish called part of Meshus Rabin. Like the Meshus Rabin there for Shteitzif, it's not a straight plane. Sometimes Meshus Rabin is a hill. It goes up, it goes down. So let's say you have a nice hill, but the hill goes up very, very, very slowly. That even though you go five amas long, you didn't get Yud Tzvachim high. That wouldn't be called Meshus Yochid. That's not called the Mechitza. That's called Derech Hilucha. That's the way people walk. But once the slope is a nice angle, that within Dalet Amos long, you reached up, you tvachim, that's not Nichat HaShmish, that's too high up, and too fast to go high, people don't like to walk there. Since people don't walk there, that's called the Mechitza, and mainly you have the shame with just the Yochar Atat, and Yechayiv. So that's the Chiddush of this dimension, this exactly Punkt Dalet Amos. Nochem, let me do them around. Tail Amos Lakit, the tail mountain that slopes up, Asara gets the height of Yud Tvachim, Mitoch Arba, from Arba Amis, Zorach Nachagad Vizchayim. Martani Nam Yochi, I have a riot for this also. The Lochem Mobui, Sheshavu Letoichi. A movi usually is, usually the Gemara is called a movi, that you have houses or chatserim usually that on the side, and all the chatserim open up into the movi. The movi, like is the Gemara here is the movi, and all the side here you have chatserim opening up. So usually a movi has a shame of three mechitzis, and the fourth side is always open through Shas Rabin. That's the way you go out through Shas Rabin. From the Rabbonin, you have to put a lechi or a kura to be matted to walk in the movi. What about the entrance to the movi? It's sheshavu l'toichai. That the movi yeshavu l'toichai means there's no, the mechitza comes exactly in. There's nothing sticking out. And there's no lechi to the movi. There's only a straight three walls, and the fourth side is open the garmi. So chura should be also to metal in this movi, unless you put a matir, unless you put a lechi or a kura. But something happened to this movi. But in order to go to the Rishus Rabbim, you have to go down plenty. There's like a slope to get down to Rishus Rabbim. Oy faket, oy shovel Rishus Rabbim, v'nasim modrum l'toichoy. Or else faket, you have to go upwards from the Movi to the Rishus Rabbim. Rashi says, Rashi v'nasim modrum Rishus Rabbim. Shoyekarka ha Movi gevoya mekaka Rishus Rabbim. So Movi was higher up then the outside Rishus Rabbim. V'utzvich l'shapeya, you have to like walk downwards. Etzel pischoy, l'tzad Rishus Rabbim, to get to Rishus Rabbim. Oy, faket, shoy yishov Rishus Rabbim. Really it was a straight light length of the same plane as the Rishus Rabbim. V'nasa modrum l'toichoy, shoy Rishus Rabbim gevoya mikarka ha-movi. The Rishus Rabbim was higher than the Movi. The Movi was lower down. O kenisa ha-movi nami, min ha-pesach l'ofnim gevoya kakak Rishus Rabbim. Baruchiv amo, but Bekitza, the entrance to the Rishus Rabbim is lower. It's like this. The Movi is higher up, and the Rishus Rabbim is lower. And the way you get down is there's a slant. You have to walk slanty down. So that's considered like a mechitza at the fourth wall of the Movi, and it's mutter to walk in the Movi. You have a Movi with three walls already. There's fourth side, it's not considered like it's open. That since the Rishus Rabbim is lower, so you have to walk slanty down. This land gives it a shame. There's a mechitza to the Movi. You can't walk straight into Rishus Rabbim. You have to be walk downwards first. So blinds if this going up, this land is a mechitza. So the Movi has a fourth mechitza, the fourth side. You're allowed to carry this. Right. Other rabbis, better a slope. Yeah. For that, so that's the module. So if the Yosef Movi ain't a circle, lechid lekayim. We have a tail of a mountain in the middle of Rishus Rabbim that slopes upwards. It gets up Yutvachim with going a length of four amis. You should know the zark for the chagabe v'schayiv. The top of that is considered Rishus Yochel and Yechayiv. And we don't say that's called Nichatash Mishtei. People stand walk through the Rishus Rabbim that way since it goes up so high. Only within Yud Amis it gets up 10 Tvachim, people don't like to walk so high up, so fast. So that's called Rishus Yachid, not Rishus Rabbim. That's the Chirush from the Paschal like this. So the Mishnah. Zorak L'Terech Dalad Amis. You threw Dalad Amis in Rishus Rabbim. You're standing in Rishus Rabbim and you threw something. Zorak L'Terech Dalad Amis. You only threw it L'Terech Dalad Amis. Because you meant to throw just two Amis. That's all. You just threw a ball two Amis away from you. So about your potter. When it's galgul chutz ha-dalad amis and it rolled out of the dalad amis, you should know your potter. Why? Because you didn't have das to throw dalad amis. You only wanted to throw two amis. And by itself, it rolled by it. That wasn't your machshava, your potter. Mashen ken chutz ha-dalad amis. You had machshava to throw the ball away from you, dalad amis. When it's galgul ter dalad amis, and now the wind blew it back into your dalad amis, you should know your chayiv. Because we look as if you threw it chutz medalad amis, we'll soon see in the Gemara's Kashem, but we look as if it landed there, and we made a hanocha there, and now the wind blowing it back, you still chayek, because it made a hanocha in Rishus Rabbim, more than medalad amis. So Drashi, Zorah chutz medalad amis, mezgagel chayek. Loi shenof v'loritz. We're not talking about what landed on the ground. You don't need any chiddush here. El esharuach gogoluhu min ha'avir l'terech medalad amis. We're talking about when you threw it in the wind, you threw it in the air, and it went down the Amos away, but there was a strong wind there, the wind blew the ball back to you. Still Yechayim, that's what the Mishnah says. Why Yechayim in such a case? You threw the ball away, Dalramit, but it didn't land there. It's in the air, and the wind blew it back to you. Why are you chai? There's no hanacha. Rabbi Yechanan, Vushanach Agabi Mashu. Enechnami, you have to sign the Mishnah, when the ball went out, it's like it landed on the ground for a second. It was Nach Agabi Mashu. That's considered the maid hanacha. Now the wind blew it back to you, that doesn't pass you anymore. So Drashi, well, I'm not chus adalad. The Amaya Zina Basrei, Shanach Agabi Mashu, Shom Maksas, it rested a little bit. The Yacha Kachnes Galgul. And then the wind blew it back to you. Vua Din Zot Rashi Echidish, Imach Zoch Seheruach Piavim. Let's say the strong wind blowing it back, like held the ball still in the air. It wasn't moving. You were throwing the ball away from your Daladamas, it went Daladamas, then the strong wind held the ball still for a second. That would also be called Hanocha. The Yakvosei Mat, the Yachakach Nisai, the Choshevnami Hanochi im Betech Gimelu. If the ball was within Gimel's Fochum of the ground, it's considered Kedlova Dummy, like it's attached to the ground. So if the wind would just hold the ball still in the air, it would also be called Hanocha, according to the first man, the Yama. That's a Biyechus Loshne, it says, Nachagabi Mashu. The more Tanya Namiyachi have a riot for this. Zorak Chutzah Daladamas. You throw a ball away from you, Daladamas. Vidachvosei Heruach. But the wind came and pushed it backwards. Lechni sase, it brought it closer to you. The afopi shechozu v'tziyose poter. So this case is clear. This case is zorach. Zorach chutz adal damis. V'dechvase yeruach. V'misos afopi shechozu v'tziyose poter. Trash of the chvase yeruach. Boy de biavir. Ah, so the violet didn't rest at all. You're right. When it didn't rest, there was no hanocha. That's why you poter. But let's say the wind made it stay still for a second. As when you were throwing a Daladamas, the wind didn't the next second just throw it right backwards. It first like stood still for a second. If the wind held on to it for a second, mashu, for a second, even though the wind then gets the strength and pulls the ball backwards, then yichayi. You see this Kiddush? If it stays still for a second, in the Rishus Rabin, and we're talking about it within Gimel Tzvachim of the ground, Rashi says. So since it's within Gimel Tzvachim of the ground, we see it like Lovid. So if it stays still, we can see it attached to the ground. But just if it's traveling, Kolzaman, it's moving, we can't say it's attached to the ground. It's moving away. But if for 1 second the wind makes it stay still, and it's within Gimel Tzvachim, it's still attached. That's called Hanocha.
Why is it different than hitting a wall?
It never stopped there for a second. It didn't stay there for a second. They're saying the next second it bounced back. There was no stopping. But it was saying the wind, for some reason, like a twirl. The wind was throwing and it stood still for a second. Staying still makes it like Anocha. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush. Omar Rava Zot Rava Teich Gimel L'Rabbonin Tzorach Anocha Agabi Mashu. His Rava Dingzich. Rava says no. Even though it becomes within Gimel Tzfochom of the ground, his snow it has to rest on the ground. It's not enough to be held. Tzorach Anocha Agabi Mashu. This is why Catholic Gemara we had before. But before we had a Gemara on Daf Pei that said that if you throw it through the Shus Rabin and it comes within Gimel Tzvachim of the ground, you chayit. Since it's within Gimel Tzvachim, it's called Lovin. Rava holds no. Kozaman, the ball is traveling, you don't say it's like Munach. It has to Mamish Binach. So Drashi. The Rabbonin. The Pligel led the Rabbi Kiva, the Zorach Mishosiyoch, which Rabin Bienso. They hold if you throw through the Rishus Rabin from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid, you potter. So let's look close to Kimishuncha. They don't hold the fact that it goes through the ear is considered like it rested there. Of the Zoy, light time, don't say according to Rabbonin. But Tech Gimel Moido, that the bull travels through the Rishus Rabin within Gimel Tzvachim of the ground, it's Chayev, no. El Afilu Tech Gimel Nami Tzorach Shaniach. It has to rest. The Amavir Rishus Rabin Kule Potter. If it didn't rest at all, just went through the wall of Rishus Rabin, you potter. But now, if Kamina Nam Lazarek Daladamas, you throw it Daladamas away from you, Rishus Rabin. Okay, Shabbat or Nuach, when it comes to rest, Vigil Tech Gimel, and it comes with Tech Gimel, Niska Asher Gosai. You remember now that you did a mistake, that you're a Shagin. Achloi Nach is Potter for the Korban. Malach is, if you do a malach on Shabbat b'shoigig, you only chayiv the korban if the whole malach metchilo b'yatzayif was done b'shoigig. It means you, the whole time you didn't realize doing a malach. Let's say you take the ball and throw it. And you threw it by mistake, you forgot to pray with Shabbos. But before the ball lands, you remember to pray with Shabbos. You potter from the korban then. Because you didn't do the whole malach b'shoigig. Half b'shoigig, half amazed, there's no korban. So, Rav is saying a chiddush. You're taking this ball now. and you're throwing it, and it's coming down to the Rishus HaRabim, even though it got within Gimel Tfachim of the ground, it's not considered Munach now. This last second before it reached the ground, you remember today is Shabbos, you're Potter for Nechatis. Because the Melacha is not finished until the Mamash lands on the ground. Even though it's coming down Terech Gimel, it's not called Kemunach unless it lands Mamash. That's Rav's Chiddush. Even according to Rabbanin, Terech Gimel Rabbanin, Tzorech HaNofa Gabi Mashu. Yosem Reimo, Koma Lo, Loho Shemaiti, Sevas Halochem. Omolei Ravina Lom Reimo. Ravina Sevas Lom Reimo. Lav Hainu Mastisin, is not the Chura